Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this is Mark's Motivational Minute. Today's topic is repetition is the mother of all skill. My friends, what in life have we ever become proficient or highly skilled at that we didn't have to repeat over and over again? I mean, it can be as simple as the example of riding a bicycle. You didn't get on a bicycle your very first time and ride down the street with no problems and never fall down. No, you had to learn your balance. You had to try it over and over again. You had to get some pushes. You maybe had to have some training wheels. We had to try over and over again until we finally learned to do it. You know, we have the capability. We have the brain power to be able to learn and adapt to these new things and skills. Repetition is the mother of all skill. Take, for example, my national anthem singing or my motivational speaking. Many people in society, you know, I'm trying to maybe say this and I hope it doesn't sound too narcissistic, but many people in society are in awe of what we do as performers. Many people say, oh, I would never stand in front of an audience and be able to speak like you do. Many people say, oh, I would never be able to stand in front of a stadium full of 50,000 people and sing a song. No way. Well, let me tell you something. When I was 14 and 15 years old, I felt the same way as you. I felt the same way as that person who said, no, I would never be able to do that. Oh my goodness. I mean, I would run off stage. Well, it's because when you're young and when you're new and you haven't repeated that process and repeated that skill and refined that skill and honed that talent, well, then of course you're not going to be any good. Repetition is the mother of all skill. You see, what people see is they see me singing for an NFL game on national television. And they see me singing for stadiums full of people, and they forget that it started at age 16, singing for the local high school football game, for the football team and 12 people, right? They forget that. They forget that the hours and hours that I rehearsed in the shower, the hours and hours that I rehearsed in the car, the hours and hours that I sang in choirs, that I had voice lessons. They forget all that hard work that wasn't on national television. They forget that I probably have performed the national anthem 500 sometimes in my life publicly. And the one performance that they see, you know, on national television is the result of repetition and honing that skill over the course of decades. You see, when I stand up there, and even my own mother, a few weeks back, I invited her to one of my speeches, and it was a four-hour speech, 4 hours of speaking. And she, when we went out to dinner afterwards, she was kind of marveling at the fact that, Mark, you stood up there for 4 hours and spoke, and of course we took some breaks in between, but stood up there for 4 hours and spoke and didn't have any notes. You didn't have any notes. You didn't, you just told stories and you made them laugh and you made them compelling. And she was in awe. And I said, Mom, yeah, I mean, thank you for your compliments. However, you got to remember, I've been speaking and performing and honing that craft and understanding comedic timing and understanding the dramatic pause and understanding inflection in my voice and stage presence and capturing an audience. I've been doing that for the better part of, 20 years now. And it's because of repetition that I am proficient and can earn a living doing these things on stage. We all started somewhere, and we probably started falling off the bicycle. That's where we started. What we need to understand is that we all have the opportunity to start from the place where you're falling off the bicycle to now performing in front of 50,000 people at a time. Because it's just the process of repetition. The only difference between the person who's falling off their bicycle today and the person performing for a stadium full of people is repetition. Repetition is the mother of all skill. Proficiency is earned over time in everything that we do. And so whatever the thing is that you want to do, whatever the goal or dream or vision or accomplishment that you want to check off of your bucket list, I think you just have to repeat it over and over again. If you want to be a good public speaker, which I think most people are not good public speakers because they lack two things. Number one, they lack practice. Number two, they lack, as John Maxwell says, experience is not the best teacher. Evaluated experience is the best teacher. They lack the process of evaluating that and getting better over time. Most people freeze when they get up on stage or in front of a conference room to give a speech because they just don't do it often enough. They have no proficiency because they've never repeated that skill. They only do it twice a year at their annual board meeting. And they shake and their hands are clammy and they stutter and their mouth gets dry because they're not used to doing that. Repetition is the mother of all skill. You're not used to being there in that situation. If you want to become proficient at anything, just repeat it often and early and often. So ladies and gentlemen, this has been Repetition is the Mother of All Skill, Mark's Motivational Minute, brought to you by Mark J. Lindquist. Have a fantastic day.